Hello, it's Martine here. I have a little podcast episode for you that I recorded while I was on a dog walk. I am recording a separate introduction. You can probably tell I'm not on a dog walk right now because you can't hear any strange dog noises or crunchy steps or seagulls. But I wanted to just warn you that the audio isn't brilliant. I will try to fix the audio in the edit, but I'm not that skilled an audio editor, so I really wanted to share the episode anyway because I think what I talked about when I was walking the dog is quite important and I think you'll enjoy listening. So without further ado, I'm going to share that podcast episode with you. Oh, and I will also add a couple of extra thoughts to the end because I think I missed a few bits. Here you go. Hello, it's Martine here. I am out on a dog walk and I'm recording a few thoughts. If I go silent, it's because someone's walking past me, so just bear with me. I like to do an occasional dog walk podcast as it's just me talking, sharing what's on my mind, and yeah, it's a bit different. So, something I wanted to share, it's to do with how I've been using my calendar recently. Now, a bit of background. Since October last year, things have changed for me a little bit in the sense that I am both employed and self-employed, and my self-employed work consists of some work for clients but also some other little bits and bobs that I do for my kind of content and writing business. I've not explained that very well, but sometimes it feels a little bit like I've got three jobs and then personal responsibilities on top of that. Now, don't get me wrong, I love it. It's the best move I ever made, but What it has done to my calendar and scheduling situation is it means I've got quite a lot of contexts to consider. And this has been since October, and it's only recently that things have started to feel a bit challenging. And this is kind of a vulnerable statement to make because I write about well-being driven productivity. This is what I consult on this. I advise people. Yet, I haven't been quite getting it right. So I'm being brutally honest here. I've really had to follow a bit of my own advice and really analyse what's going on and just take a step back and focus on myself for a minute. And what I've sussed out is that my increased number of contexts has been making things complicated. And what has been happening is I've been context switching a ton. So to give you an example, normally I work Monday to Wednesday in my employed job, giving me Thursday and Friday clear to work on self-employed stuff. But my employed job is pretty flexible and I really like that. It's great. It suits me really well. But I've had to do a few kind of half days on a Friday, which has meant having to adjust my self-employed time. And it turns out that doing half days doesn't really work for my brain. The additional context switching is a problem. Half days don't give me enough space to kind of really focus on projects and things like that. So that got me thinking, what else am I doing in terms of context switching and what else isn't quite working? And I started analysing my calendar and I am switching things all over the shop. I'm doing a bit of client work, then writing something for myself, then doing some employed work, then going to another client. And really, I'm context switching far too much. And it's a problem because if you add an autistic brain, which I have, to the mix, the time it takes me to exit one context and enter another one, the kind of transition period, it takes ages and it's exhausting. So I've recognised this and I've made some changes. The first thing I've done is I've started colour coding my calendar. So I colour code when some work or some activity is personal, colour code client work, colour code working on business development, and also my employed job. So I can at a glance have a look at my calendar and see when I've got a problem in terms of there's too many different colours in one day. So that is already helping. I've also decided that if I need to move one of my days where I work in my employed job, because I've got, let's say, I don't know, an hour meeting on a Friday for my employed job that I have to go to. What I'll then do is I'll move my whole day. So I'm doing a whole day on Friday for my employed job, and then I'll give myself a clear day to work on self-employed stuff. So I'm still, what I'm managing to do there is still have my two clear days to work on my business and my client work. And I've only recently made this change, but I can't tell you how much difference it's made to my thought process and my mindset, and it's really making a difference. So even though I feel a bit vulnerable to saying, here's a productivity and wellbeing thing that I was getting wrong, I have sorted it out and I'm sharing it with you for educational purposes, and it's working. And it is a stark reminder, isn't it, that you do need to focus on yourself, you do need to focus on your needs, and it's easy to miss stuff. So I'm okay with being a bit vulnerable there. I really hope sharing this has been useful. Let me know what else or what you think about context switching, and is it a problem you can relate to? Is it something you've experienced? I'd love to hear from you. Right, back to this walk. Thanks for listening. And it's Martine again, back in, I was going to say back in the studio. I'm not in a studio, I'm in my office. In other words, not dog walking Martine has returned. And what I wanted to mention that I didn't mention while walking the dog was, if you are curious, the calendar app that I use is Morgan. And I highly rate Morgan because it allows me to bring in my Outlook employed work calendar and also my Google calendar, which I use for personal stuff and for business and things. And I bring everything into Morgan, and then I can tag things with business, personal, work, etc. So Morgan makes this kind of indicating my contexts through color really easy. Now, you can also do this via Google Calendar. I think there are lots of different ways you can do it. Off the top of my head, if you're a Google Calendar user, you could set up separate calendars for different contexts and look at them all at the same time. So there are lots of different ways to do this. I just wanted to mention that Morgan is my calendar of choice, and I will pop a link to Morgan in the show notes if you are interested. All right, I'm really going to go now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in to the next episode.